Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Have a couple of great segments lined up right now. I'm going to be working with Dr. Frieda for the first half of the show, and of course Jim McKinney. And in the second half of the show, we're going to interview a gentleman by the name of John Dennis. John Dennis is the chairman of the Republican Party in San Francisco, and interestingly enough, he is running against Nancy Pelosi. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say about that particular election. Come March 3rd, I believe, is the primary, and then, of course, it'd be interesting to see. We're kind of assuming he's going to win the primary, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in November. Doc Frieda, you've been on the show every day this week. You've got some great insights. People love what you have to say. Got a question for you. You and I have talked about Bloomberg versus Trump. It looks, I would have to say, after what I'm seeing this morning in terms of delegate counts, et cetera, I would say that I think Bloomberg will probably surpass Bernie Sanders, although stranger things have happened. Let's talk about Michael Bloomberg, very rich man, much richer than Donald Trump. You and I were chatting off mic, and you said, you know, there's some very interesting personality traits comparing Michael Bloomberg to the president, Donald J. Trump. You got the mic, Frieda. What are the differences and similarities?
Well, thank you. Absolutely. They're both very hard workers. You know, Bloomberg, I don't know if everyone knows this, he put himself through Johns Hopkins and Harvard, and he became a partner at Solomon Brothers. Somebody from there came to see me as well, so maybe I'm a little famous from that. But he revolutionized the distribution of financial information that made him a billionaire. His net worth is more than Donald Trump's. It's $61.5 million, and he is a Democrat right now. He was a Republican one time, independent at one time, and now he's a Republican again. And he has two children, and today's his birthday. Happy birthday to Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg. 1942, he's 78 years old. And he was married till 1993. He spent $90 million actually on his re-election for another term because he felt that he could usually really make a difference as mayor, and he did. He kept the crime down. People were really happy with him. He did a wonderful job with the black community, although they're saying that he said stop and frisk, but he had even less crimes in those communities than before he was mayor. And yes, he went for the third term, and he said that defeating, and I'll quote, Donald Trump and rebuilding America is the most urgent and important fight of our lives, and I'm willing to get all in with this. Well, you know, I'm not so sure. If not for Donald Trump, maybe he would be someone in the running, but Donald Trump, as far as I'm concerned, has been the best president, one of the best presidents in our history, so he's going to be hard to beat. But I do agree with you, Bloomberg may have it over Sanders for this socialism that our country is not accepting all the way. But here's the difference. You know, when we're looking at Donald Trump, he also worked extremely hard. At the age of 13, he went to the military academy because he got himself in trouble in school. But he came out a leader in the military, and his father in 1963 established the Trump Village. But Trump was not too happy with that. He was, at the age of 27, collecting rent, and he felt that was not enough for him. and he had his eye on Manhattan, and he went and he looked to see where he could buy buildings that were not doing well, and he mingled with the rich and famous and was able to establish the right kind of networking. And he continued to do well in spite of adversity, in spite of bankruptcies, in spite of whatever was going on. He kept pulling himself up by the bootstraps, and he seems to have this kind of sense of business of how to make the country run in a very similar way that he did with his own business and his real estate, and he's continued to be a success. So they're both very hard workers. They both have established a pattern of success. And you're right. I think that Sanders will be out once Bloomberg comes in, and then Trump is probably going to be the one that's going to make it on top. And that's a little bit of their profile.
So, Frieda, I think that there is a possibility that Bloomberg there's a strong possibility that Bloomberg makes it. But if he makes it, it's not because people are actually excited about Bloomberg. If he makes it, it's because he actually represents the people that have controlled the system and the institutional, if you will, the swamp, because he represents the power and the money, and that's what he's doing in order to buy himself into this committee. He doesn't have the popular uprising. He's paying for all the best consultants. He's got a very good and organized plan to hit the Super Tuesday delegates and avoid these other earlier primaries, which is interesting. Bernie Sanders has this massive following of people that are actually very angry about that type of control of American politics and the American economy. That's going to cause a very difficult challenge, in my view, between this guy that feels that he can, that he's better and smarter, and he's going to do good, and he did, has experience doing good in New York. There's no question. But I think there's going to be a lot of people that are incredibly frustrated with that, and they may not come out and vote. So I think it's going to be a very difficult challenge for him, both for the primary as well as the as a general election.
That's true. I agree with you. It's just that we're looking at also a time when people don't want the traditional type of politician, and that's why Sanders is ahead. And also, yes, you're right. Let's see what happens. This should be a very interesting outcome.
Yeah, it'd be strange.
You know, you guys, the thing I like about Bloomberg, although I spoke with my former business partner right now, last night, and we talk a bit about politics, and he feels that on the Democratic side, the most dangerous potential candidate is Michael Bloomberg. Why would he say that, Jimmy? Let me ask you that question.
Do you mean dangerous for
the country?
For the country. Well,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of concern that's been building from. Rita pointed it out. There's a lot of people that are supporting. That are supporting Bernie because they're frustrated with the system. There's a lot of people that support Trump because they're frustrated with the system. The Bernie people, they want more government involvement to management. They think that they'll be able to do it with more governance. And the Trump people are like, we're tired of what's happening there. But they basically want change. They want something different. Bloomberg is the antithesis of that. He's the representative of the elite. He's the representative of the old way. He's a we know better than you. And I think that's probably going to be very damaging to a lot of the progressive candidates, though a lot of the people on the left right now are incredibly concerned about Sanders. They're in a very difficult position, stuck. The progressives and the Democrats themselves are stuck between these two really not fantastic choices for the down tickets as well. And that's so my thought is whoever made that comment, they're probably concerned about actually splitting the party right in half.
And that's,
Democratic
that's
party
very possible. Frieda and Jim, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to be back in 30 seconds, you guys.
You
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Second segment of KER Politics. I have the good fortune, and I mean that in all sincerity, of talking with Dr. Frieda and Jim McKinney. In their particular fields, these guys, in my opinion, are the absolute best. I want to get onto one other topic, more of an international nature, and that topic is the peace accord as announced recently by Netanyahu and also by President Trump. I had a great three interviews, actually, with a gentleman by the name of David Rubin. David was the mayor of a town called Shiloh, which is in the West Bank. It's in Samaria, as a point of fact. David said, if anything would make this peace agreement fail, it's the simple difference in philosophy between Jews and Christians, which is taken from the Ten Commandments, love thy neighbor, and the, I guess as he called them, the Orthodox folks on the other side of the fence, Islamic folks, really don't feel that way. Jimmy, you've had a lot of experience in boots on the ground in the Middle East. You're very pro-Israel. You don't have a lot of time for people who are anti-Israel. Tell me why.
Well, I'm pro-peace, and I'm pro-democracy. I'm pro-republic. I want to see positive outcomes. Israel actually gives people, that government is really the only one in the Middle East that allows actually, you know, people to choose their leadership. I think it's incredibly important to protect that relationship with them and to protect the interests of the people there. And I don't support hatred. I don't want people to... There's no one that should have a foundation of their principles to destroy another people. And unfortunately, that is some of the very strong arguments from a lot of the influencers on the Arab side in the Middle East and of course, on the Iranian side. So that doesn't make much sense to me to support a philosophy that actually requires you to destroy either the governance or the people of another country. So I support them, and I think that's incredibly valuable for influencing the future in the region to allow people eventually to make those determinations and self-determination themselves, which is what I think the Palestinians have an opportunity to do. And I think through this peace process, it's going to be a long time. It's not going to end up the way that it's been presented right now. It will change, it will be adjusted, but actually having the foundations to push forward towards some potential end of self-rule from the Palestinian part and allow relationships to develop and evolve, both economic, political, and eventually religious relationships to evolve in the region, that's the right direction. I think that's where we need to go. So I think I have hope for the process. I think it's going to take a while. There's going to be setbacks, but I do have hope for this new plan.
Frieda, how about you?
Well, you know, when we're looking at the history and how this started and why this started, it has to do with a lot of nonsense, really. Two people want the same thing. What is really getting in the way? And we're looking at religion. They have a different religious philosophy. And the Israelis have their philosophy. The Palestinians have their philosophy. You know, there's a famous quote, and it says that the hands that help are far better than the lips that pray. So let's get over this stuff already, who's right and who's wrong. But what are we actually going to do? The Palestinians want the Israelis out completely. The Israelis don't want anything but to have their historic homeland and share with each other. And every time a war was pursued, the Israelis won. And they did give back the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, although they're still guarding the borders. So, you know, the real question is, where do we go from this? There was a question about a religious man whose name came up over and over again about religion and war. And he was somebody that was very well known and was Adolf Hitler. So he was also quoted in a way that religion and war were in, something that had to be combated, that had to be taken care of. But why does that have to be that we have to look at each other in a way that if we don't think alike, then we are enemies? What about if we don't think alike, we can add to each other and help each other and be there for each other even more? As I've said, you know, the Palestinians are cousins to the Israelis. So when we're looking at whose territory is what, if they want to have vengeance and hatred, they won't see the true colors of enjoying having success and having wealth. And when you're angry and when you have hatred and when you're brought up with that, hatred remains with you the rest of your life. And, you know, it doesn't even work. So the direction we've been going with all these wars, that has not been working. Even the fact that the Israelis have been winning, it has not been working, because every day the Israelis and Palestinians see each other. They work with each other. They are on the borders of each other's homes, and they're always reminded of this bitterness. So does it really matter who wins the war and who has the territory? So at last time we spoke about this, I did say, if we could just forget about the history, if we could just move forward, and we could see that we're brothers in this, and we could see that there, each person could be happy with the choice, and we could go ahead, and we could combine our differences, that's the only direction this is going to go. It doesn't really matter at all who has the land. What matters more is how we get along. It's not about anything that's territorial. It's more about feelings, caring about each other, and in any sense of the word, all Americans and all people of the world need to judge each other by who we are, not what we believe in.
You know, if I can just step in, I think there's a there's a parallel between
20 seconds, Jimmy. Sorry.
Oh, okay. If you blame others for your problems and you don't look at yourself, and then you teach guilt and you teach hate, then you end up in this situation. You're absolutely right. Get rid of the past history and let's start moving forward. That's where it needs to go.
And I can't dwell on this forever.
You're both in complete agreement on that. That's why I love you both. Ladies and gentlemen,
I love you.
We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, chatting with John Dennis, who is running against Nancy Pelosi in California.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is deploying Border Patrol officers to aid immigration and customs enforcement in 10 sanctuary cities over the weekend. CBP officials will be assigned to Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Newark, New Orleans, New York City, and San Francisco. The president says he will continue to fight sanctuary city policies.
Not one more American life should be stolen by sanctuary cities. They're all over the place, and a lot of people don't want them. Politicians want them for whatever reason. That's why we're calling on Congress to pass legislation giving American victims the right to sue sanctuary cities and hold them accountable for the suffering and the damages that they've caused.
World leaders, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, are meeting in Germany to discuss tensions in the Middle East and other global security issues, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in second half of KER Politics. This is probably one of the more important interviews that I and Jimmy have ever done. We are chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of John Dennis. John is running against Nancy Pelosi. The primary is in California, is on March 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just tell you a little bit about John. He put himself through Fordham University, where he was elected the student body president. He graduated in 85 with a degree in business, concentrations in finance and marketing, went on to a successful career. He is now very active in politics in California. He's currently the chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party, where he's been there since 2008. Been a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus since 2010. He's got a formidable task ahead of him. John, Jimmy and I are both very, very anti-Pelosi. Jimmy has some family connections with Nancy Pelosi, but let me tell you, Jim and his immediate family here who live down the street from us really disagree with her political philosophy. Tell us your now. Don't tell us your opinion first about Nancy. I mean, we can do that all day and all night. Tell me a little bit about what you would do that you think would benefit folks in California and folks in the country.
Well, what I would do is I would first focus on what matters to people. And for people who've been to San Francisco, they know that the quality of life has deteriorated dramatically, particularly in the last 5 years or so. I moved here in about 30 years ago, and San Francisco was clean. It was, fun. You could get around. It wasn't, there weren't a lot of these kinds of issues we're facing now. But today, the homeless problem is everywhere. It used to be sort of confined to a certain part of town, but it's fanned out all over the city. And it really weighs down on the psyche of the city. It's difficult to watch, to turn a corner and watch someone, in the process of defecating on a sidewalk. It's difficult to go to an area where, you expect to see a lot of tourists and watch, someone, shoot up and pass out on a sidewalk. And this happens every day in San Francisco. It's like a dystopian novel. Meanwhile, we have more billionaires per capita in San Francisco than anywhere on earth. So Democrats frequently complain about wealth disparity, their concerns about it, yet we have, everywhere they go, they seem to create huge wealth disparity that leads to a kind of a depressing quality of life. So I'd focus on those issues, and I'd use the power of the checkbook. The federal government gave San Francisco $500 million last year. I would start, instead of rubber stamping it the way Nancy Pelosi does, I would start using it as a leverage point to force city management to do a better job and to get a grip on some of these issues.
John, with the in this primary challenge right now, who are you facing that do you think has a chance? And then, of course, if you could, who's Nancy? Is there anybody of substance that is attempting, maybe from the even extremist left, face off in the primary?
That's a good question, Jim. So we in California, we adopted what's known as the top two primary, or the open primary, or the jungle primary. Right. Whereas in other states, the parties have primaries, and whoever wins those elections end up on the ballot. So people have multiple choices for an office in the fall election, the November election. In California, we adopted a system where everyone runs against everybody in the primary election. So, for example, in our race, including Nancy Pelosi, there were four Democrats and there are two Republicans. And then whoever the top two vote getters are the only two choices you have on the ballot in November. So in this election, presumably Nancy Pelosi, giving her tenure and her name recognition, she'll come in first on March 3rd. And then the other five of us are vying for, to get into the top two. Of the five of us, two of us really are the most viable to get into the top two. It's the choice one is an emblematic one, or interesting one for San Francisco, and then it's going to be a choice between me, the free market, small L libertarian conservative Republican, versus the Bernie Sanders intersectional feminist socialist. And the city has, the progressive, and the city has, been moving into the progressive camp for some time, and it's brought ruin to us. So it's going to be interesting to see if San Franciscans have had enough, and if they're willing to stop that movement to the progressive side.
Yeah, that's, I think, the biggest challenge. We live up here, and we're also in a jungle primary state in Washington, and we live in near Bellingham, which the New York Times recently identified as one of the most progressive cities in the country as well. We face some of the same challenges. And we look, what I'm seeing here is an actual uprising both here and King County and Seattle about both the taxation and the actual quality of life issues that are really, really negative for people. So we're anticipating a little bit of a backlash. And then you've got a national election, which may in fact carry some people at the lower levels with the level of frustration. But the problem is really the media market. And what do you do down there to get your message out inside this basically isolated, progressive, ideologically driven campaign apparatus for the DNC and the progressives in San Francisco, LA, New York, and other places?
Let me jump in here just for a second, you guys. And this is actually directed directly at you, John. And that is, we have a couple of clinical psychologists, PhDs, who we use to basically ferret out what people are thinking about, why people do things like they do. And Frieda Goldbaum, Dr. Frieda Goldbaum, who has a practice in Manhattan, says, you know, it's really, really simple. The situation with, for example, Bernie Sanders is very, very simple. If people don't stop and think, they are very, very attracted to something for nothing. They are very attracted to the welfare state. They don't understand that economically, a subject which I know quite a bit about, it simply doesn't work. I am literally amazed, John, that people in California continue to re-elect politicians who are actually ruining, killing their state. Any comments? Why do they do that? I mean, is Frieda right or what?
Why are they killing the state?
Why are they voting for people who are killing your state?
Oh, yeah, well, because everybody wants something for nothing. People, the appeal to from the liberal and then progressive side is that you're going to get something for free, but in the meantime, we're going to indulge your envy and punish people who have succeeded and get them to give your things to them. And that's what we have here. I mean, people, that's basically what they've indulged in. Incidentally, I don't want to get on a tangent, but in a second, it's one of the reasons why I think Bernie Sanders, even though I think Trump is going to win by a landslide, yep. I think it's the reason why he's the most formidable, strong word, he's probably likely to do best against Trump, because he identifies the same problems that Trump did, but he just offers a big government solution to it. And some people get duped by that.
Well, a successful business guy like you and a humanitarian like yourself knows that the Sanders philosophy is pure bunk. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, this is Jim McKinney here with John Dennis. He's the chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party and running for Congress against Nancy Pelosi, already going to the primary. Al and I have been talking with him here for a few minutes, and we were talking about both his ideas and the issues he's facing. And I want to get back to that question. How do you get your message out in that community? What are you doing with the, you know, with the people and in the party to get, you know, to knock on doors and to actually communicate your issues and help them understand that Republicans actually are not evil people. They're trying to do good for your community.
Well, one of the things about running for Congress in a race like this, you know, the downside is that the challenge is a high bar to reach, but the upside is that because of Pelosi's notoriety, you can fundraise. So we've actually done some decent fundraising, can always use more, and that allows us to get out, you know, to fan out into the voters through a variety of ways, all the typical means that you see from campaigns. So there's that. But I got a little windfall last year in that I did become the chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party in July after I'd already declared that I was running, and that has been a wonderful godsend for me because now whenever the local news stations want the opposing point of view, they always reach out to the Republican Party, and I'm on the air. I'm on the local news some weeks, three, four nights a week.
So fantastic.
It's a huge advantage. The synergy is magnificent. We went through it. We made sure that we covered ourselves in terms of conflict of interest. But it's such a big win for the Republican Party to leverage the need for opposing points of view on local news. And so now for the first time, you know, I'm on television coming into progressives and liberal and Democrats and declined state people's living rooms, and I think it's going to make a big difference on Election Day.
We're here, you know, with again in a progressive area ourselves, and there's a challenge. There's a challenge for any candidate in an area like this where there's actually this strong, just really, you know, almost dangerous animosity from a very small segment of the population, the violence and the frustration over the administration and, of course, the Trump administration. And we have a problem with our governor's race this time. Last time, and a few years ago, our candidate had to separate himself in the 2016 election. The Republican candidate, he separated himself from the president. He lost about 4 to 6 points. How are you going to manage that issue as a Republican and in that area with the president and trying to gain the momentum that nationally is out there but still deal with it internally in your community with those types of, I guess, really strong animosity against them.
Well, you know, it doesn't. It's not going to. You know, most voters are not following what's going on. So, you know, on, in terms of what's happening locally, so I'm going to my touches will be directed largely to galvanizing the Republican vote. By the way, I might add, the growing Republican Party vote. It's, we've had small gains over the last year, first time in decades.
Fantastic.
As I become party chairman. So, you know, we'll galvanize that vote, and then we'll reach out to sympathetic, no party preference folks, and just won't bring that issue up. I mean, we won't bring it up in our in any of our touches that we do, any of the various media that we'll use to touch folks, and just not, you know, not create an issue out of it. When I'm asked about it, I tell people what I think. I've liked Donald Trump since the 80s. You know, as a real estate guy, I liked his book back then, and I've liked him as a, you know, an entertainer, and I appreciate what he's doing as a president. And something about that, by the way, by knowing, you know, having, you know, been, having been a, you know, been a fan of his going back to the 80s, sort of seems to I don't want to say mollify, but calms the even the most hardened anti-Trump person, because people realize that he had a separate life before he was the president.
Yeah.
And something's changed, you know, with how people treat him ever since he became president.
Well, that's an excellent strategy, actually. I really appreciate that, because, in fact, you go back and look at videos in 1988 with Oprah Winfrey, you look at a lot of discussions, people liked him. And up until 2015, until he came down that stairway, the nation actually liked him. He was a very well-respected guy. And now we've got
And speaking, since you mentioned Oprah, and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton gave him awards.
Yeah. Well, so, the Oprah Winfreys of the world really don't want to admit that. But anyway, having said that, I've got what I think is a pretty basic question that I think is going to maybe tell the tale a bit for your political future. And that is, how do you get along with the press in San Francisco? I mean, the mainstream big press.
I have a wonderful relationship with them, largely.
With the Examiner?
Yeah, well, it's a funny thing, you know, I ran against Pelosi in 2010, mm-hmm. and the Examiner, believe it or not, endorsed me over Nancy Pelosi.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Well, now, having said that, that was when Anschutz owned it, and then they've sold it since, and they've been a little less kind, but not terrible. I have a better, and more, I feel like I get a fair shake from the Chronicle these days. I happen to know a number of those folks for a long time now, and the local television stations they're friendly as heck with me. I mean, they're having me on all the time, so we've got a good relationship there. So I do just fine.
That kind of goes in my mind, John. That kind of goes against what I think you're up against. And I want to say, I want to add one thing, and that is, I really applaud you for doing what you're doing. But having said that, if you've got the Chronicle and the Examiner, so they're not bashing you, you know, all on New York Times, Washington Post, what have you, that's a huge step in the right direction. And any thinking voter, I would have to say, would take that into a very important part of their consideration as to who they were going to vote for.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, they don't bash me. I mean, they rarely agree with me, and they feel like some, like, I've been in another election, the Chronicle, for example, passed on endorsing me, just feeling that I was too conservative for the district I was in. But they have not been unkind to me, and so that I think is going to be helpful. I mean, I don't expect to get the endorsement from the Chronicle, although who knows? But they've got to be. You know, here's another thing that San Francisco voters have to take into consideration is that Nancy Pelosi actually shares a birthday with my daughter, so I know her age, and my daughter will. They have her 14th birthday, and Nancy Pelosi will have her 80th on March 26th.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to end sooner or later. So, you know, it's time to think about which direction we're going to go in. And, you know, who's going to be a good replacement for that person's Nancy Pelosi. So we'll see how the press treats that. But I think people are beginning to realize that the end is closer than the beginning.
Hey, John, give us a little opportunity here towards the end. Tell us a little bit about your family and tell us a little bit about why you are so active and why you're involved in this.
Well, I have my wife and I have been married for coming up on 15 years now, and we have a 14-year-old daughter who's in the midst of waiting for her high school acceptances, including boarding school, which I'm not terribly thrilled about sending my 14-year-old off to go away at this stage. I don't know if I'm ready for that. We have a dog who runs our house. We've all but deeded the house to him. And, you know, we just live a kind of a simple, quiet life, just doing, you know, family-oriented things. I'm a golfer. I play a little golf, and we're pretty quiet in that way, spending time with friends and family and traveling. One thing that was one formative experience in my life was that, you know, I don't know if you saw this. I grew up in a public housing project in Jersey City, New Jersey, a place that eventually deteriorated to such an extent that it they had to tear it down. You have 13 story buildings, five of which they had to tear down. And that, as I studied political philosophy later on, came across, you know, free market ideas and came to understand why, you know, that happened. And that has been really motivating to me. So, you know, I'm in the fight because of the things I believe in. I've lived, you know, the experience of the badness of government. And I don't want to inflict that on anybody else. I'd like to, you know, have people see the world through a different lens. And I think it'll help us all live together and prosper together.
Let me wrap this up, John. We're out of time, but let me say you would certainly get my vote, and I'm sure Jimmy McKinney's vote, were we registered in your area. Number one, of course, we want to wish you the best of luck. Number two, this program certainly endorses you and your candidacy. I want to thank you very much for your time. You're a really interesting guy, man. Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.